today. Who has the first question?
Max. Max over here. What up, brother? Welcome back, man. Every fight is a unique experience. Every single time you walk out, it's a little bit different. Have you walked through in your mind how it's going to feel different after a year off?
Man, you know, it's going to be the same thing, you know. I'm going to know every fight. There's nothing new, you know. There's nothing that I seem to really care about. I just can't wait to fight.
You look like you love it in there. Looks like you, when you're in there, you're where you should be. You looking forward to this?
I can't wait, man. We're here on the 10th island. This is the 10th island, baby. What island is it? 10th island, baby. It's a Hawaiian island. I can't wait, man. I can't wait to make that walk. And I get goosebumps thinking of it right now.
Thank you. Brian. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is not just grappling. We think of it as grappling. But the best fighters are neither grapplers nor strikers. When you knocked out Frankie Edgar, is that still Gracie Jiu-Jitsu?
That's striking. but with a different, you know, like to say, with a different approach. Obviously, like, you know, the way we look at things, we break them down with the fundamentals that were installed in me since I was a kid. You know, you have this kind of methodical way of thinking that, you know, that allowed me to break people down, and it's still used with the striking as well, though. So it's, you know, we mix it up well.
Can you stand and strike with Max?
Well, I hope so. That's why I'm here.
All right, thanks, guys.
Let's go, Max!
T-City! T-City, Toronto City.
The boy said it was Triangle City. Don't be switching up us on down, boy.
Max, down here. You've made a connection with the people of Toronto. How have you done that, and what have you made about the reception you've had so far?
You know, this is the 10th island. Let me hear you say it. What island is it? Come on, guys. Come on.
What's
what
it
island
called?
Is it?
T-City!
10th island, baby. It is what it is. You know, we're here. I got the love. I got the support. This is the 10th island, and I can't wait.
And a question for Brian. On a scale of 0 to 100%, how confident are you that you'll be fighting Max Holloway on Saturday night?
How sure are we? I can't answer that. I can't answer that.
Question for Joanna. Joanna.
Nice t-shirt. Thank you guys for warm welcome. It's good to be back to Canada.
If you win on Saturday night, you'll be a two-weight champion in the UFC. What will that mean for your legacy here?
There is no if. After my victory on Saturday, I will prove that I'm the GOAT of women's MMA.
And one final question for Valentina. Valentina, you've got wins over Joanna in other combat sports. Do you think you have a psychological edge coming into this fight on Saturday night in MMA?
You know, for me, result, it's already like, I know the result. And there is no way that I will leave this city without the belt. No.
I want to hear from Max. Max, this is the longest layoff of your career. You fought 18 times in your first 6 years in the UFC. When was the last time you went a year without getting in an actual fight of some sort, even if it was your pre-MMA career?
Look, my friend, my friend, the Bless Express just stopped in Toronto, baby, the 10th island. And you guys keep bringing up the last stop, you know? Next stop is T-City. Make sure you guys stay in the train when we get to that stop, because that stop gonna be fast and we'll be on to the next one. Don't miss it.
You said in some interviews this week that When you go in there, people are going to say, whoa, they're going to be surprised with what you do in there. Give us some insight. What are you going to do in there against Brian Ortega?
Tune in Saturday night. Tune in Saturday night. That's the best way to do it. Tune in Saturday night.
And just one for Joanna. Joanna, how have you prepared for this move up, and how are you feeling a few days out from this fight without having to do that weight cut to 115?
First thing, I feel so happy, and this camp I realized how difficult it is and how the weight cut and being on strict diet for so many weeks can impact your body, your brain, and your performance. So this camp was different because I was able to do more. Actually, before every camp, I'm like, quality over quantity, but actually it was quality and quantity every single day. And because of I was eating clean and healthy, but more, I was able to train even harder. So I'm well prepared for this fight. It's a great matchup between me and Valentina. She's very tough physically, mentally. She knows what she wants, and she doesn't give up. She never gives up. So I'm looking forward to Saturday, but I'm in the best shape ever. You can see that I look strong, but I'm very powerful and ready to take this belt home, baby.
And just one for Dana. This 125 women's class, there's been a lot of turbulence since the Ultimate Fighter, but now with these two women up here, this big fight, is this the best case scenario for this weight class for this title fight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better fight for this belt. And the co-main event and the main event are awesome. I said it when I came out here. I love this city. I couldn't wait to get here, to get to Toronto. And I couldn't wait for these fights. I'm so excited for this weekend. Yeah.
Dana, you mentioned your love of the city. The UFC 206 was here 2 years ago. People thought it was a bad card on paper, but it was sold out. This card has sold out. You come to Canada 3 times a year. Could Toronto be like New York, where you come here every single year?
Yeah, listen, we've been coming here since the day it opened up. Since the day Toronto opened up, we've been coming here. I can't say it enough, how much I love the city and how much I love coming here, even the winter. And, listen, we come to Toronto every chance we get. We love it. And the Maymac tour. They didn't want to come. I said, trust me. You got to go to Toronto. Trust me. And it was awesome. It was the best stop on the tour. 100%.
For Joanna, a lot's been made of the three Muay Thai fights from, whatever, 10 years ago. Do you consider them either a motivating factor, or do you think they don't matter at all?
I know how good she is. My camp, my coaches, they know how good she is. They were preparing Amanda Nunes for 2 fights with Valentina Shevchenko. So we had the perfect plan even before we heard about this fight, even before I signed the agreement for this fight. So I'm more than ready, and I look forward. I look forward. I don't look back, you know. I take lessons from every single day, but I'm moving forward, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It was a decade ago. It's totally different pair of shoes, different feel. And I went through the championship rounds so many times. It's going to be my 12th fight in the UFC, 9th for the belt. It means a lot.
Same question for Valentina. Do you think it gives you a mental edge?
Can you repeat?
Do you think that they give you a mental edge, those 3 wins?
You know, of course, experience that I had in my Muay Thai victories over Joanna, it will bring me a lot because, like I said, one thing when you are faced someone who you don't know the powers, the speed, and the rest. I know what to expect from Joanna. I know her power, I know her speed, and you know, it's totally fine with me that she's ready 100% because I never was looking for a fight with fighter who not ready for the fight. This is not my type of the game. I really like to do great fight with a lot of striking, with a lot of combinations, with everything, and just put everything that I have inside me, what I was keeping to win the fight, win the belt, because I was going for the long time to this victory, and just to show amazing show for all of you guys.
It's been a really long road to a title for you, Valentina. It's been kind of eluding you while you've been in the UFC. You've had a lot of issues with fighters not showing up or different circumstances. Even your sister had a fight that did not make weight this last week. How happy are you that you have an opponent like Joanna who you know is going to show up?
You know, it's so good when you don't have to think about what if. What if it's like my opponent can make the weight? It's the best what I can wish. But also I have good backup that UFC decided to have one more fight in 125 just in case if something happened. But I don't think that it will happen something. But yes, I'm not only excited to have such professional opponent like Joanna, but I'm excited to fight. This is what I want, to fight and never stop.
And for Max, I noticed you got a little bit annoyed when he was saying Toronto City. Do you feel like you have an ownership of this city? This is a kinship that you have? That's
what island is it? What island is it?
Has anything stood out to you about the city, Brian, since you've been here?
Say that again.
Has anything stood out to you in particular about the city since you've been here? Anything that you've connected with?
It feels like LA. It feels like I'm at home, man. You know, when I come in here and you look around, you see it feels a lot like LA because of the multicultural that you have around here. And it's just beautiful when you see all these people getting along together just like we do in LA. I feel right at home. Only it's colder over here.
Question from Max right here. I mean, it's been a rough year for you, man. You've been through a lot of different circumstances. Now that you're here, though, you're in this environment, you got the crowd behind you. What does it just feel like to be back?
It feels great. It feels great to be back. You know, I'm back on the 10th Island, you know, and I can't wait to do it for you guys, man. I can't wait to do it for you guys. I won the interim here. I'm about to defend here, so life's going to be great.
I mean, Max, you've talked a lot about, you know, wanting greatness, searching for greatness, and I'm sure that cut down to 145 isn't getting easier as you get older. Is there a chance that this is your last fight at featherweight and 155 is the next hurdle you're looking at?
Look, we see it happens, you know. First things first, I got him Saturday night, and I'll sit down with UFC, you know, and, you know, I've been a champion. I defended the belt. Now the next goal is to be the number one pound-for-pound in the world, you know. And we sit down and talk with Dana White then. See, if that's a weight above, that's a weight above. If it's me staying down here, defending it 10 times more, then defend it 10 times. If I got to fight my good friend, the daddest man on the planet, DC, let me know, Kung Fu Panda, that I'm ready.
You've been readying for Brian for most of the year at this point. I'm just curious for your thoughts, having watched him and studied for him. Like, what do you think it is that makes his jiu-jitsu so successful in there?
You know, he's good. He's a dangerous man, you know, but everybody keep talking about Brian and this and that. Everything the guy did, I did better. He's on, what, 6-fight win streak? I got 12. He beat a champion, I beat two. And I beat one of them twice. You know, so at the end of the day, the Bless Express is going around in a circle. We laughing you, bro. You know, and little brother, and I'm younger than you, so congratulations.
And just quickly for Brian, when you hear him say that everything you did, he did better, do you have a response?
Sometimes the best response is no response.
Sometimes you don't have a response, so.
Someone is still delirious.
What'd he say?
I said you're still delirious.
This is a question for Valentina. Valentina, you had a lot of great opponents in the past in your outstanding career. Do you think this upcoming fight will be your toughest opponent, or will it just be another fight for you?
You know, I fought with girls much heavier than me, with different strength, and I was not feel like not strong enough for that. I was fighting for the belt in bantamweight division, and of course, what I thinking about the each fighter that I have to prepare for the each fight like it's my last fight, and of course, I think that it will be great fight, and. Yes, I expecting a lot from this fight.
And Joanna, the same thing, outstanding career, a lot of great opponents in the past. Do you think this upcoming fight will be your toughest challenge?
Yeah, definitely, she's my next big challenge. And I look at this also the other way, like Valentina was multiple Muay Thai world champion, me the same way. And it's beautiful that we were fighting for the best Muay Thai organization in the world, and now we're meeting like in the best MMA organization in the world, in the UFC. That's beautiful for martial arts and for Muay Thai as well, for the Muay Thai community, you know. And definitely, she's very, like I said, she's very tough physically, mentally, but I'm more than ready. And I bet she didn't feel good in the bantamweight division because she's not that that big. Actually, she looks small for the bantamweight division. But I'm very happy to be back to the flyweight division. I used to fight in Muay Thai, kickboxing and boxing, and Muay Thai in flyweight division, because before I joined the UFC, there was no flyweight division, but I was waiting for this division, and finally it's happening, and it was my big dream to fight for this belt. But I'm 100% very strong physically, mentally, and we're gonna put on a hell of a fight.
Awesome, and final question for Max. You know, you're loving Toronto and everything. Someday, do you want to buy a house on Yonge Street here in downtown Toronto? Become a resident of Toronto?
How was that? What you said? I wanted to buy a house?
Yeah, like, you're loving Toronto. I can see it, the Toronto love. Would you like to, like, someday down the road buy a house here on Yonge Street in downtown Toronto?
Sure. For sure. The 10th island? I need a house on the 10th island. I need a house on every island. So, yeah, why not?
First, for Brian, I want to say I know you and Max are at odds right now ahead of your fight, but you guys are also very much, both of you, about kind of positive vibes, doing a lot of stuff for the community. Do you see similarities between yourself and the champion?
Yeah, like I said, at the end of the day, for me, it's all fun and games, you know. We go in there and we do what we do, but yeah, there's a lot of similarities between both of us. Like I said, we're two young, hungry guys at the top of the mountain right now, and. You know, I don't know. We're both pretty similar.
And same to Max. Do you echo that sentiment that there's similarities between you guys, personality-wise, you and Brian?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it shows. You know, it shows all the personality-wise. But at the end of the day, it's not a personality contest. You know, we're gonna fight, and I can't wait to fight them. You know, this is the time. You know, everybody keep talking about, I wish these two guys could have fought at this time, and this is the two time for me and him to be here. You know, the young, hungry guys, the guys in their prime, and for the biggest promotion and the biggest belt, so I can't wait.
Thanks guys. And just one for Joanna, I wanted to ask, you mentioned earlier if you beat, after the Saturday, if you win, you know, you'll be the greatest of all time. What is left for you to achieve then after this event?
Straw weights, bow down, I'm coming back next year. I led what I'm hearing. There is a rumor I'm hearing more about Jessica facing Andrea, Jessica Andrade facing Rose. Rose has only 4 months left to defend her belt. Other way, I don't see other way me fighting for this belt, you know? That's it.
Dana, I'd like your response to that. Obviously, you know, the two-weight champion thing is becoming more commonplace. What would you, you know, if Joanna wins this fight, do you want to see her back at strawweight? Would you like her to stay at this weight and take
Who else you see? Who else you see? Who else? Who is left? I beat all of them. All of them.
You heard her.
There you go. And just one more for you.
We'll see what happens.
One more for you, Dana.
It's impossible to talk about that right now until Saturday and see what happens and what she wants to do.
Yeah, and when Max came out here, he gave you the lay and everything. He's calling this the 10th island. What's the update on Hawaii? Is he going to get a fight there anytime soon?
We were yes. Working on it for a long yes. time, and it fell
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, Royal Stadium, get ready. Next year, we're coming.
There you go. What island is it?
What island are we on? Even the boss man got it.
Question?
Yep.
Brian? I mean, at this point, I think a lot of people consider you both you guys the two best in the featherweight division, and you're both in your prime, you're both mid-20s. Do you feel like this is a rivalry that probably you guys are going to meet again, regardless of what happens on Saturday?
Yeah. He ain't going nowhere, neither am I. And there's no more room at the top.
And like I said, no matter what happens, he ain't gonna go. I don't see him going down and spiraling down until, you know, in a crazy thing. Neither do I see myself. So whatever happens, we're gonna fall down, get back up, and then challenge each other again. So this is the beginning.
Same question for Max. You're right at the top right now, but do you see Brian as the type of guy where you're probably going to see him again regardless of what happens?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you see all the fights happen. Like you see a Chad Mendes fight happen a bunch of times, and the Aldo, and then, you know, Frankie faced Aldo a couple of times. Like I said, me and him are the same age. We probably run into each other in a couple of different weight classes. You know, who knows if he wants to, you know, our backgrounds, you know, Hawaiian and Mexican, we love food, so you might even see us be fighting for the baddest man on the planet one time, so who knows?
He loves the lao lao, and I love the carne asada, so we can go any weight class.
Yeah, I love horchata too, so that's what's up.
One more for Brian. I mean, it's been a long time since July, and really there's still, like, it seems a lot of uncertainty around what happened with Max. Was there ever part of you that doubted that this fight would come together with him and maybe had to mentally start to begin to turn the page on that?
I mean, like, I always tell everyone right now lately, especially because it's the most common question, at the end of the day, I really do care about your health and how you are and how you're doing. I know you got a son. I mean, bullshit aside, you know, I know we're fighting all that shit, but I do hope you're all right. He's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, for me, that, you know, it ain't cool if you step in there and you're not physically all right or something's going on. You know, I wouldn't want me to step in there. I wouldn't want him to step in there, especially you got a family. I got my family. So, like I said, I did worry about him. I do. I pray for you, swear to God. And we're going to give you guys the show you guys deserve. And nothing's going to happen.
Question for both Max and Brian. We've seen a lot of great featherweight title fights over the history of the division.
It's going to be the greatest. It's going to be the greatest featherweight fight of all time.
Is this the most compelling?
This is the most compelling. What else featherweight fight are you guys talking about? What else people talking about? No one's talking about no other featherweight fight but this fight. This is going to be the greatest fight of all time. So make sure you tune in.
Same question to you, Brian. Is this, in your opinion, the most compelling featherweight title fight we'll see?
Absolutely. The last one I could think of it was Conor and Jose Aldo, and now you got Holloway versus Ortega.
Question for Dana. Dana, Renato Moicano was supposed to be on this card against Bektik. His opponent got injured. As far as him not fighting on this card, was it just too late to find a replacement?
Who did you say?
Renato Moicano.
Yeah. What about him?
What, he was supposed to be on this card against Bektik. When Bektik got hurt, was it just too late to find a replacement?
Is he what?
Was it just too late to find a replacement?
He's here. He's on weight, and he's here.
Right, but he's not fighting, or he's not scheduled to.
Let's hope not.
Okay.
We got time. You done?
Yep.
Yeah, we got time for one more question. Anybody? One more?
Let's get to the face-offs.
All right. Hey, Toronto, thanks for everything. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Let's square these guys off.
Media good? Ready? All right, let's do it.